Welcome back. 5:36, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I don't know if you've been following this throughout the day, but I know I have, and Ann Wogue has been privy to watching Senator Rand Paul and his filibuster effort. This is over the nomination of John Brennan for the CIA director's position. It's made for great political theater, and I thought, you know, I got to check in with Stephen Dynan because I know that he's getting a real charge out of this. Stephen, of course, our political editor here at the Washington Times. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
This, you must admit, I mean, this is fascinating.
Yes. Yes, it is. It has been, it's been so intriguing to watch the entire thing just from all sorts of standpoints, from the issue itself, the underlying issue, and of course he's filibustering the Brennan nomination. He doesn't so much have a problem with Brennan. Just about everybody up here agrees that Brennan is probably qualified, if anybody's qualified to lead the CIA, it's the guy who's been the chief White House counterterrorism advisor for years. Rand Paul's objection is that he wants the administration to just give assurances that it won't use the targeted killing program, targeted executions, in particular drone executions, on American citizens in the U.S. And he said a few minutes ago on the floor in the middle of the filibuster, if the president or the attorney general would put that in writing, just say, look, we aren't going to kill Americans in the U.S. with the drones, then he would end the filibuster right now. But that hasn't been forthcoming, and so he said he'll hold the floor in order to continue drawing attention to this. You know, so it's one of these classic situations where you have a good old-fashioned, filibuster in order to draw attention to a really important issue, and that's exactly what Rand Paul is doing.
Yeah. Now, I looked up a couple of things because, again, this has been an intriguing story, and it's kind of gotten my eye throughout the day off and on, and it appears that the longest filibuster on record is that of Strom Thurmond, 24 hours and 18 minutes. Is there a shot Rand Paul could surpass that?
No, I don't think so. It's possible, but it's just so sort of anathema to what the Senate does nowadays.
Yeah.
I say that, and then thinking about it, you know, his demand is a pretty easy one. If the administration believes that it's not okay to use drones to kill Americans on U.S. soil, and Eric Holder, the Attorney General, essentially, after a lot of prodding today, said something very, very, very similar to that at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing earlier, all Rand Paul wants is for the Holder to either put that coherently in writing or have the president have it in the president's words so that he can take that to the bank, essentially. So it's a very doable sort of demand that he's asking for at this point, given what Holder said earlier today. So, you know, given that, that's the sort of thing that could give Paul the juice and the energy to stay out there until it happens.
Yeah. All right. Now, what are the rules when it comes to this? Because I noticed there were a few handoffs earlier. Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and a couple others. Does he get he can actually afford another senator the time and still get credit for the filibuster? Is that how that works?
So here's what happens: is that he cannot yield the floor. He can yield for a question, but he has to stay on the floor the whole time, and actually has to stay standing the whole time. If
wow.
he sits down, that means that he has symbolically given up the floor, and at that point, Harry Reid, the majority leader, or any other senator could come and immediately steal the floor away from him. So he had to be on the floor. You are allowed to, any of your listeners who are familiar with the Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which is sort of what everybody
yeah.
knows and remembers of filibusters, that was how they solved that situation. There was the they realized that he didn't have to keep talking consistently. He was allowed to yield for a question, and in yielding for a question, they told him, "Hey, we're going to take care of your issue." And so he was, and that's what ended the filibuster. I think he may have collapsed with exhaustion at the end of that, as I recall, right?
Yeah.
So those are the rules. You have to hold the floor, and Rand Paul holding the floor means standing there and being on the floor, controlling the time. You're not allowed to yield time for other people to speak. You are only allowed to yield for them to ask you a question. Now, in this case, it's safe to say that all of those other senators abused that privilege of asking a question by delivering up to, 10, 15-minute questions. giving Paul a chance to rest his voice and whatnot. But he wasn't allowed to leave the chamber. He wasn't allowed to leave the floor. He wasn't allowed to leave his desk, actually. He had to stand there, which means he hasn't used the restroom now in, what are we going on, 6 hours,
yeah,
exactly, as of in three minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he hasn't used the restroom. He's been very sparse in terms of sipping water. So he's been there the whole time, standing the whole time. One time he actually briefly sat down to talk to an aide, and the aide immediately motioned him, no, you have to stand up. So he's actually gotten a bit of an education. It was pretty clear that he didn't understand the rules exactly, that he was only allowed to yield for a question, not for speeches. And the other senators and then the floor staff had to let him know, no, you're not allowed to yield for to other people to make speeches. You can only yield for questions, and you have to stay standing. So everybody's sort of gotten an education there along the way.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. And like I say, it's been fun to watch. Now, Ann just sent me a note saying on Twitter they're calling this the Filiblizzard.
Yeah, we love labeling things. I'm told that there's another, I'm not on Twitter, so I'm going to probably mess this up, but I'm told there's a hashtag Stand With Rand that people are tweeting as well. I know that one senator, Senator Toomey, who went down to ask questions and help out keep the thing going, tweeted along with that hashtag a few minutes ago, I guess.
Yeah, and Toomey is one of the five having dinner with the president tonight. Is that what I hear?
I actually don't know the list. I know there's definitely a list of folks who are going over. I know that folks are trying to figure out exactly who was on the list. The White House didn't say,
and so
everybody's been trying to ask the senators who is. But
yeah, Toomey is on that list, by the way. So yeah, he'll be headed down there. And forgive me, but I forget the other four. To be honest with you, I just happened to recognize the name when you said it. But anyway, that in and of itself will be another event that we report on tomorrow. So are you going to stick with this? You're just going to keep watching it for the duration?
Oh, sure, absolutely. So, you know, anybody who's familiar with that, with the Mr. Smith movie, of course the other heroes in the movie, or the other main characters, are our reporter and actually the press gallery. So everybody in the press sort of likes that in particular, because the press gallery is the exact same place in the movie as it still is now. So I'm actually right now talking to you from the phone booth in that press gallery
that's shown
there in Mr. Smith. So it's sort of neat that I'm sitting here in the press gallery that was shown in the movie as there's a filibuster going on the floor about 10 feet on the other side of the wall from me right now. So the whole thing is, you know, there's a lot of history behind it. The first filibuster, I believe, was in 1840.
Yeah.
And now we have the most recent one, and it's 6 hours. This definitely qualifies as a serious filibuster, in particular because sometimes people grab the floor and hold it and just keep talking without anything really at stake. In this case, Paul has effectively blocked any chance of voting on the Brennan nomination today. A few minutes ago, Harry Reid came to the floor and tried to cut it off and say, look, can we vote here in an hour or an hour and a half or so? And Paul said, look, I'm willing to vote right now as long as we get these assurances from the president. And Reid said, well, I'm not in the position to be able to do that, and threw down his paper and stalked off saying we're through for the night. So so Paul has already done something with the filibuster in terms of blocking a vote.
That's fantastic. All right, I'm going to need an update tomorrow. I think you and I will be speaking again.
Always my pleasure.
Thanks, Stephen. Take care. All right. It really is fascinating, and it has been on C-SPAN 2 all day, and it's just kind of been on in the background here, and between that and Fox News, it's been rather entertaining, that's for sure. 5:45, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.